Good afternoon. Welcome back to Wisconsin's Missing and Unsolved, and taking the time to hear some of Wisconsin's cold or forgotten cases. On this podcast, I dive into the stories and mysteries of Wisconsin's missing persons and unsolved crimes, whose stories deserve to be told. Wisconsin has over 1,700 unsolved murders and over 140 missing persons. The goal of this podcast is to raise awareness of those persons who have yet to be found or have their killers caught. Today's case is dedicated to Christopher Dickinson. Christopher was born on February 22, 1980, in Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin. He is a white male, 150 pounds, 5'9", has brown hair and brown eyes. It is unknown what he was wearing the day of his disappearance. On July 31, 2005, Christopher and a friend, Darren Michael Malore, both 25 years old, went fishing on Lake Mendota in a 17-foot Larson fiberglass fishing boat. Later that day, the fishing boat was discovered at 4:20 p.m. near Warner Beach with no one on board. The ladder of the boat was lowered, the keys were still in the ignition, and there was a t-shirt on the deck. Both men were considered missing. On October 15th, a few months after their disappearance, Darren Malora's body was found surfaced in the lake about 200 feet from the shore. The chief deputy coroner, Kirk Karpasiski, released that Malora's death was the result of asphyxia consistent with drowning and was ruled accidental. A dive team was sent out to search for the still-missing Christopher Dickinson, but searches were unsuccessful. It is presumed that Christopher met the same fate as Malora, though his body has never been found. Today, Christopher would be 44 years old. If you have any information on Christopher's case, please contact the Dane County Sheriff's Office at 608-284-6845. Thank you for listening and taking the time to hear Christopher's story today. Please take this podcast and either share or talk about it with friends and family. The more people who know, the greater awareness is given to the case. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Wisconsin's Missing and Unsolved. Please subscribe and keep an eye out for next week's episode. You can also follow these cases on Instagram at Wisconsin's Missing Unsolved, where I'll be posting images of the victims and other images related to the case. Also, please go subscribe to my Patreon under Wisconsin's Missing and Unsolved. You can become a member and get early access to episodes, hear my thoughts on what may have happened and who's responsible, and help decide which cases to cover next. If you have a case that you want featured on this podcast sooner rather than later, please email wisconsinsmissingunsolved@gmail.com. All details will be listed in the show notes. Thank you, and see you next week.